Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is May 13th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Gemini Intelligence expands Android. Medicare opens AI care. AI enables new cyber attacks. Chrome local AI uncertainty. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control. Google announced new Gemini intelligence features at its Android Show I/O edition on Tuesday. Gemini will execute multi-step tasks across apps, for instance, copying a grocery list and adding items to a shopping cart, using the phone's screen as context, and waiting for your confirmation. Auto browse that completes web tasks is coming to Android, and Gemini and Chrome will summarize pages in late June. An opt-in personal intelligence can fill forms. Gboard gains Rambler for tone-preserving dictation. Users can vibe code widgets by describing them in natural language. Features arrive first on latest Samsung Galaxy and Google Pixel devices, then on other Android phones later this year. Pear Team was chosen on April 30th for Access, a 10-year Medicare pilot that pays for outcomes rather than visits. The program goes live July 5th and creates a federal payment path for AI and community care that coordinates support between appointments. Pear Team serves people with chronic disease who also face unstable housing or food insecurity and runs roughly 850 clinical professionals. 9 months ago, it introduced Flora, a voice AI that handles intake, referrals, and check-ins. Hour-long calls with isolated patients are now routine. Risks include sensitive data in federal systems and a mixed CMS innovation record. Low payments mean only lean, AI-first models may succeed.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy, but does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com. Google's Threat Intelligence Group reports attackers are using AI to carry out cyber attacks. For the first time, GTIG says an actor used AI to find a previously unknown zero day and weaponize it. Google says it prevented the planned mass attack. Google warns frontier LLMs are becoming powerful general-purpose vulnerability hunters. State-backed groups in China and North Korea are using a GitHub project called Wuyun Legacy and a Claude plugin with 85,000 Wuyun cases to improve code analysis. Russia-linked groups use AI to obfuscate malware. Android malware PromptSpy calls the Gemini API. Criminals like Team PCP target AI supply chains. Google uses BigSleep and CodeMender to defend. Chrome 148 removes a phrase that had promised local models would run without sending data to Google servers, raising questions about whether the built-in AI can now talk to Google. Media reports and Reddit comparisons found the change, and it was reproduced on an editorial macOS device. Google's purpose is unclear. It may intend to enrich the local model with cloud LLM results or to prepare the prompt API for the browser. Users can disable the local model, but Google says that will limit AI features like writing assistance, fraud warnings, tab organization, and page summaries.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.